On August 12th at 1:32 in the morning, Hannah Smith is going to die. 9 days. That's all she has. She stands less than 100 yards from me, texting in front of Markle's, a designer jeans store. Two bags stuffed with clothes hang from the crook of her left arm, a huge purse on her right. She's in workout clothes, and her long blonde hair is pulled back in a ponytail. She's 17 and goes to Miller's Chapel. I go to Bedford with the rest of the public school kids. It's Thursday afternoon, and the mall is packed. People swarm around me as I sit on a bench in the middle of the promenade. Somewhere a baby is crying. I feel you, kid. I don't want to be here. It feels way too stalkerish. That's not what I am. This whole thing feels wrong, but Dad says it's important, so here I am, trying to be cool. I don't feel cool. I feel like I have a huge spotlight on my head and everyone is staring. Only no one is actually staring at me. I'm not antisocial, but crowds put me on edge. I've always been like this, but I've wondered in the last few months if it isn't also partly because of what I am. Since the dream, I've been second-guessing my entire life. I lean back, trying and failing to be nonchalant. I'm bad at this. Hannah's in her own world, hammering away at her phone with her thumbs. In 9 short days, Hannah Smith will be dead. But only if I'm not there to save her. A life for life. It's the only way. My phone vibrates in my hand and I jump, almost dropping it. I check the text, trying to be chill. Nothing to see here, just a dude sitting in the mall on his phone. Party Saturday, be there. It's a huge group text from Jacoby Cole. My phone buzzes with replies before I manage to mute it. How do people type so fast? Hey, Jude. I flinch at the sound of my name and look up. Molly Goldman smiles down at me, her hazel eyes bright and warm. Did you get Jacoby's text? I feel like I've been caught stealing as I glance over at Hannah, but she's gone. She was standing there for 10 minutes, and I look away for a second. Jude, you okay? I look up at Molly. She's still smiling at me. So far, I haven't completely blown my cover. I return her smile. It's not hard. I'm actually happy to see her. Any other moment in time would have been preferable, but such has been my life lately. Sorry, I was just... Yeah, Jacoby's text. Just got it. Guess you did too? Yep. Bet you're dying to go, huh? I'm wound tight in the short bark of laughter that escapes me is a little much. You bet. Can't wait. Molly raises her eyebrows and smiles. She knows me well enough to know I won't be attending Jacoby's little back-to-school get-together. I think she's about to say goodbye and move on, but she doesn't move. Want some company for a minute? Yeah, absolutely. I make room for her on the bench, my mall experience suddenly much brighter, if not more complicated. Have a seat. She sits, pushing a lock of curly red hair out of her face. So, are you waiting for someone? No, just chilling for a minute. I try not to, but I can't help but glance one more time to where Hannah was. Still gone. I should go. Dad would certainly tell me to leave now that I've lost the Chosen. But Dad's not my favorite person right now, and besides, I really want to talk to Molly.
Back to school shopping, then?
Molly thumps my leg.
I have to know why Jude, I don't like people Erickson is hanging out on the bench in his least favorite place.
I've decided to embrace my social side, I say, gaining a grin from Molly.
Unlikely story.
I shrug. Need new practice cleats. It's not a lie, exactly. I do need new cleats, but I'll probably order them online. Malls really aren't necessary.
Okay, Molly says, nodding and smiling. That is a believable story, you boys and your football.
She shakes her head, but she's still smiling. She has a really nice smile.
You excited about the season?
I sit up. On comfortable footing. I love football. Always have. I'm good at it, too.